Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillahi rabbil alamin. Ve salatu vesselamu ala Muhammed ve ali Muhammed.
Allahu salli
ala Muhammed ve ali Muhammed. Selamun aleyküm ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu. On the death anniversary of Imam Khomeini rahmetullahi aleyh, the topic that has been given to me is Imam Khomeini rahmetullahi aleyh's view in regards to volunteering and doing welfare work. He's called the ambassador of light. The light that he brought made it clear for us who were in the darkness that what justice is and what oppression is. It made it clear what truth was or is and what falsehood is. It also made us clear to realize who our friends are and who our enemies are. The light that he brought shines today bright. It has been over 30 years. And inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and gives us the ability, this light will shine till the time the 12th Imam, Imam Zaman Sattu Wasallam, and it will connect to that light which would be universal, which will also make the truth and falsehood clear for everybody, where the enemies and the friends will not be hidden anymore, where truth and justice would be able to distinguish from falsehood and lies. And it is our responsibility as those people who at least say that we believe that he was right, that we should have that light inside of us and it should guide us in our views, in our actions, in our affairs, that we should never be in darkness to know who our enemies are and who our friends are. If it's still not clear for us that who our enemies are and who our friends are, then we do not have the light that he brought. But we are still in that darkness in which the world existed 30 years ago. If it's still, we are in doubt what is justice and what is oppression, we still are in that darkness that was 30 years ago. I'm only using the word 30 years. In actuality, we would be in that darkness which was 1400 years ago. And if we continue in this darkness and we do not use him as the ambassador of light as he was and he is and he will stay, our affairs, we will always be saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know all these things that are happening, what is my responsibility? I don't know what should be my next step. I don't know who's my friend. I don't know who's my enemy. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. If you still find yourself saying these statements, it means that this light has not come inside of your soul. It has not come inside of your heart. Because if it did, all of these things would be clearer to you than the bright sunny day where the sun shines and there is no darkness and there is no ambiguity in anything which exists. So it is our responsibility that we embrace this light and use this light in our day-to-day life, in the affairs of the community, in the affairs of the Muslim Ummah, so that we can stand tall on the Day of Judgment in front of the Prophets, in front of the Masumin alayhi salam, and in front of those people who took this light and brought it for us. As the brother said, just making speeches and listening to seminars or coming together and commemorating is not going to bring this light inside of us. It might be a beginning. It is not the end. It might be a means, but it is not the end. That if today we have done this seminar, that we have achieved our end, that we have achieved our purpose. We would only achieve our purpose if this light illuminates us, where we are not confused anymore. In regards to the subject of volunteering and welfare, I don't think there is any doubt in anyone's mind that it is a concept in which Islam has put tremendous amount of importance. And this ideology of helping others and volunteering and doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existed before as well. But what was the view, or what was this light that this ambassador of light brought and made this concept clear? He said that if you are going to help people, you should help the mustazafeen. That if it is volunteering that you're going to do, if it is welfare work that you're going to do, you should pick those people who have been made weak on this earth. Who have the potential, who have the power, but they have been oppressed to make them weak on this earth. And those people who are not satisfied with their current situation. A mustazaf is that person who has been made weak, and also he or she is in that state where they're not comfortable with their not having the power to be able to do something. Those people who have everything, who have money, power, the ones who have positions, the ones who are walking tall and proud on this earth, his view is not to help them. His view is to help the ones who have been made weak. Not just financially. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah in one of his speeches says that we are not afraid of sanctions. We're not afraid that they're going to attack us with weapons. What we are afraid for our nation is the attack of culture. It is that attack that we are afraid of. That people would want to become a clone of the West. That would want to be genetically cloned in the values and ethics of the West. That they would like to be exactly the same as the West. This is what we are afraid of. And people around the world have been made weak with this ideology. They might have money, they might have power, they might have all of those things, but they have been made weak to become the clones of the Western ideology and ethics and values. But if these people are in this state, and they don't feel uncomfortable in that state, then they cannot be called a mustaz'af. But if they feel uncomfortable, if they feel that we should be better than that, we should not assimilate, we should not synergize all of our efforts and values and ethics and family, then they are truly mustaz'af. And it is in his view that we need to help them. We need to make them realize that this is something that you have been imposed. This is not something that you should become comfortable with. We should awaken them up and make them realize. It is different, in his view, to feed the stomach. The kind of welfare work that he shone a light on was not just to feed the stomach, but to feed the soul. It is enough to feed someone's stomach. People were feeding stomachs before as well. But who is there volunteering and doing this welfare work that their souls should be fed? And the soul cannot be fed with the Islam that is combined with falsehood. The nourishment of the soul, if you want to provide the nourishment of the soul to someone, it is not that Islam which is tainted by culture, which is tainted by our own views, which is tainted by the ethics and values of someone else. The nourishment of that soul is pure Islam. It is Islam in Nabi Muhammadi. Salawat per Muhammad. It is that Islam which he brought, made it clear, purified, and gave it to the world. This is the Islam which is going to be nourishment for the soul. And if you want to do welfare work, you should provide people with that Islam in Nabi Muhammadi. Then it can be classified as khidmat be Islam. Then it can be classified as service to Islam. And he says that if we give our service to Islam, there will never come a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave us alone. If we service Islam, and Islam in Nabi Muhammadi, he says that there will never come a time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave us alone. We do not service Islam, we service ourselves. We service our own lowly desires of want of power and someone to say that you are such a welfare worker, you're such a big volunteer. That you have become a source of so many people's enlightenment. You have become the source of so many people having their stomachs fed. You have become a source of education to be spread out. This is what we service. And he says, Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah says that if you're going to help, if you're going to volunteer, if you're going to do welfare work, you cannot service your hawa, your desires, your lowly desires, but the service should be for Islam.
Subhanallah.
It should be for Islam, and not that Islam which is tainted, but that Islam which is pure. That Islam which was brought by the Holy Prophet 1400 years ago. That Islam. With vilayat. With the system of vilayat. With the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be implemented by that being who has been appointed and given permission by the Masoom. If you take that concept out of Islam, then you are not left with Islam in Abi Muhammadi. You're only left with Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And I won't even go with Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Even that part would not be true. Because if it is Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, Salawat alayhi Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. Salawat alayhi Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
The welfare work, the volunteering, the struggle that most of us are in. One of his other statements is that we should struggle without having to worry about the result. Our duty is to struggle. Our duty is to put the effort. Now, if the result doesn't come, it is not our predicament. If it comes, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't come, alhamdulillah. The day we stop struggling, that is the day which we are defeated. That is the day which we have lost something. Struggle is our duty. But looking at that point of view as well, that doesn't mean that you can take the goal out of your sight.
Subhanallah.
That doesn't mean that you can take the goal out of your sight. You do not keep the result in your sight, but you have to keep the goal in sight. You have to know where you're going. You have to know what your goal is. If you do not end up there, that doesn't matter. What that means is that we have to do checkup from the neck up. We have to do checkup from the neck up all the time. Not once a year where you go for physical. You have to keep yourself in check whether you are, your goal is in sight, or you have used now the goal something else. And in his view, and I will not take too much time because Lala Zafar Bangash has graced us and he needs to go somewhere after this. But if I'm allowed just on that part and I will finish. In his view, the goal of volunteering and welfare work is one and not two. If the goals are two, in his view, it is not volunteering, it's not welfare. Instead, if you look at his teachings, it would be called shirk. One goal, and that goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One goal is to achieve or seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. If seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's anything else that is put aside, it will not be the view of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, it could be the view of a mushrik. Him who attained Tawheed, him who attained the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mind, in his soul, in his heart, in his actions, would never allow anyone to seek the pleasure of anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do that, we will never be disappointed. The reason why we are disappointed is because we are seeking the pleasure of people, because we are seeking the pleasure of our own selves. If we were seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there would be no disappointments and there would be no need to motivate you. The reason why we need motivation is because our goals are different. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the courage. And I pray for my own self and my own soul and my own heart that the words that I spoke in front of you today, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the ability to implement them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the ability to implement these things to all of the Muslim Ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the darajat, the levels of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the darajat of Shuhada'i Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and give long life to the leader of the revolution, Imam Khamenei. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all the ulama, all the scholars who are preaching the truth, who are making the differentiation between truth and falsehood. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the friends and the followers of the Prophet Imam. May he come as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa al-Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-ladhina amanu wa aminu s-salihat. Wa tawassaw bil-haq. Wa tawassaw bil-sabr. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.